Liam back once again with another adventure and creative collaboration. I'm here with Lawrence from PaveGen, and just wanted to get a bit of a sense from you about what this space has meant for you guys in the of a new company.
Okay, what we do is we make paving slabs that generate energy from your footsteps. So every time someone walks in our product, it generates a small amount of power. We're working with a number of bodies from transport to government through to retail in fully commercializing it and taking this technology out and being installed. One of the bases that we use to collaborate on projects is the Center for Creative Collaboration. Mm-hmm. We use this space as a way to team up with architects, designers, technologists who really want to explore what our product can do for them. So the base here, when we're in occasionally, what we can do is we team up with an architect such as someone called Maya Cochrane from the Bartlett School of Architecture at UCL. Mm-hmm. She helped us on a spatial design for one of our permanent installations at a school. And the thing with us is we're engineers. We're focused on our technology and getting the most amount of power out of it and manufacturing it. Now, we're not very good at designing fun, engaging, interactive spaces, mm-hmm. as you could imagine. So something that Maya brought to the table was a new way to look at it, and with a combination of things like solar films, different colored rubbers, the graphical layout, completely changed the look and feel of an environment that really we wouldn't have even thought of at all. And we usually use, you know, exterior agencies, but a collaboration is more true. It's more the everyone is aligned in their goals there.
You found someone who had a similar vision, was able to fill in some of the gaps that as a company you weren't necessarily able to provide yourselves, and you were able to take that forward.
That's correct, yeah. And I think with someone like Maya, she's quite got a lot of experience in lighting design for interiors, exteriors, and things that really help to capture their imagination in a way that worked perfectly. And the way the space when we're in, you can talk across, you know, shout across the space and have conversations and development of ideas in a brilliant working way that's far better than firing hundreds of emails to each other.
Definitely, definitely. I think that it's really interesting what you can get out of a space like this where there's the room for the informal kind of interactions along the way, where it's not just a matter of we need to accomplish A, B, C, but you have the space for the conversations and the chance to meet people who are not necessarily people you'd even cross paths with otherwise, and then be able to take things forward with them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think the times that we've been here, everything from the office space we've been using, being invaded by venture capital investment managers. That was something different. Alternatively, to being raided by a load of Portuguese academics who are very interested in innovation and our technology. Without warning, they come and we can welcome them to our space, which is truly, truly unique.
Excellent. And where do you see the company heading from here? And has the center played any role in the future of where you want to go from here with it?
So we've seen tremendous growth over the past 12 months in our company and our team. And I think a key aspect of it has been the ability to use the Center for Creative Collaboration as a space for us to experiment with different ideas, with different people looking at new ways to use our technology in fun spaces. So it really has been a central hub in a great location in London for us to come together. And we see it as a core part of our future as well, and really helping the center to build and continue the great things that it's doing.
Excellent. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.